The following program has been furnished and paid for by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSCB and KGBC are not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, the cyber security AI version. And we're once again joined by our cyber expert, Mr. AI Nguyen. Nguyen, how are you today?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can. We have several topics on the agenda today. Nguyen, what did you finally decide on?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here, especially, you know, this is October is a cybersecurity awareness, okay? And some of the stuff like going on right now, like between U.S. and China, cyber class intensified. So there are a lot of stuff like China accused U.S. of hacking the National Time Center, and China threat groups is breaching U.S. cybersecurity vendor F5. The F5 is the load balancing network, just got hacked.
And, who did that?
Well, the Chinese. Well, the U.S. accused China of doing it. And China accused U.S. of hacking the system as well. That's number one. And
then both are probably true. Right?
Two aspects of question, you know, subjective. So I guess they both are true. They're not going to admit it. But what we already know, right, what the capability of. And secondly, you have a operational SIM cartel. You ever heard of that?
Say it again.
SIM cartel. SIM, like your SIM, your phone, your SIM.
Yeah, SIM.
Yeah, they call it the battle against cybercrime as a service. So basically, it's, in Europe, they just dismantled a SIM farm that these people are taking a. Collecting a 49 million fixed account. Okay, so they're using their SIM, but basically they can bypass the dual factor authentication. It's a phishing, sophisticated supporting phishing and fraud campaign. This is in Europe. Okay, now that's two. And then you have.
Does that work with eSIMs as well?
eSIM as well. So you thought you were safe, but I guess not. So basically, they go to your browser. Okay, so a lot of stuff happening between the browser extensions. So basically, they bypass all the SIM. They bypass all the multi-factor authentications. So browser extension, we're going to touch base on that a little bit. Okay, and then you have the zero-day exploit. Okay, zero-day is a patch, the basically unknown patch. In a nutshell, you don't know what it is, right? In order for you to patch, but you don't know what it is. And usually these... the people who develop this are a state sponsor. They're very difficult to make, so it's not a simple thing. Very expensive to make. So that's another thing too. We have a lot of zero day and Microsoft and WatchGuard vulnerability. So this is another company need to patch. So I'm not going to tell you which one it is in detail, but basically. Mm-hmm. And then you have. On the other side of beside enterprise network, you have operation technology, oil and gas. You have midstream, right? And we're so they're not ready. Basically, the manufacturer and they are not ready. So, and then last but not least, we're gonna touch base on this a human factor and AI-driven threats. And I'm telling you, it's getting really dangerous every single day. The human factor remains the weakest link, and AI power ransomware has become more and more autonomous and targeted. Basically, the behavior security awareness, I don't know how that I can keep up with it, to be honest with you. there's so many factors when it comes to behavior security aware. The only thing that I think the people need to be aware of the training. They need to be aware of. That's the only weapons. Okay. So that's what we have for today. What do you want to start with?
Well, let's do them in the same order. You just called them out.
Yeah.
I think that works.
Yeah. So we start with the right now, you know, you have everything's going on right now before the year end. So there's a lot of activity. That's a joke that we always say, you know, the Chinese are taking final exam. So basically the hacking, this is you have a DEF CON, and, you know, usually in October, you have a DEF CON in Vegas, right? You have all the hackers and of course, we're not confident. We're not the only ones doing it around the world. And then you have, anyway, the latest news, you see like the drone warfare we're going to change topic a little bit, but it's all related. In Ukraine, now they have drone that attacking airplane, you know. Think about that for a second. This is all AI driven, right? It changed the landscape of warfare. Okay, $1,000 drone can destroy a $15 million aircraft, right? So,
wow.
This AI is so advanced right now, and right now the U.S. accusing China with hacking, they also accuse us of hacking them as well. So a lot of things going on, you know. And the main thing is I'm worried about is our infrastructure. I don't know if we're ready or not. You know, like, imagine if you live in Texas and it's 105 degrees and you have no electricity. You have no water. Okay, you think...
Yeah, I don't like to think about that.
Right. And not only that, you have... Imagine your sewer system's not working. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You see? So all this stuff here is scary, and we are so dependent on technology, right? Okay, and then then you have the Venezuela going on with. So you know, I heard the rumor that Texas will run out of oil. Did you hear the same thing?
I have.
Right,
I have.
And then you have the Saudi.
Yeah.
You know. Claim that they have plenty of oil, but nobody independently verify that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, are we really run out of oil? This is all related, and to what's been going on, you know. And then, the main thing is back to China. You know what's going on with the rare earth. You know they stopped supplying us with rare earth material. They're fighting back against us, and the U.S. are hitting a lot of tariff against them. And for the user, do you know the significance of rare earth, why it's so important, you know?
Well, there's a number of reasons, but you tell me what you're thinking. Our defense uses a lot of minerals, right, for some of the weaponry we have?
Well, you think of rare earth as like this, okay? The material that we use... your phone, for example, okay, the phone that you, the thing that make up the phone, the LED, basically, I collected this rare earth material 10 years ago just for fun. I collected it. So when you look at it, it's like sand, but when you shine the light inside of it, you see sparkling, and those are magnets, the small medium magnet. That's the the elements in there that they use on your phone, every single the micro processor, you know, like the CPU. If you look at the CPU in a thousand times, mankind, you cannot even develop CPU without the microscope. You know, human cannot even do that. If you look at it, everything we use, your phone, your laptop, even the thing that make the military, make the airplane, the jet fighter stealthy, still require a rare earth. Okay. But China has something that we don't. Not only they have, according to, you know, I'm reading, they have like 85% of the world rare earth, okay? But not just material, but they also refining it for us, okay? So we don't do our own because if you look at in the U.S., you have environment hazard, and you have like, because it takes a lot of you're gonna how to call it, affect the environments if you produce all this stuff. We don't do them. We depend on them, and now they got us. Okay, they got us where it's hurt. Not just us, but the entire world. 85% supplied by China, refinery and rare earth. And Vietnam has about 5%. And other countries have 2%. I don't know what the statistic in the U.S. because we never claim we have or don't have, so I don't know. You know, but as far today, I know that China has a lot. Extracting them, refining them. The key is refining them. That's the key. It's just like oil. Everybody have oil. Saudi have oil. Kuwait have oil. Venezuela have oil. But the refinery is a key, right? And in, on the rare earth, you think about all your phone. You know, and later on, we're going to touch base about iPhone, the new one that just came out. And by the way, and we're talking about more product came from Apple. You know, so that's it with the U.S. cyber clash. So that's a big thing. And then you have...
Sounds like it.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge. So I don't know. And then you have the next topic is the SIM. You know, we all think that SIM, the eSIM is safe. But not anymore, because the way that they do the phishing, I don't know. The criminals have always figured out the way to do things. They always one step ahead of us, you know. So what kind of phone do you have now? Did you ever get an Apple 17 at all?
No, I still got the 16 Pro.
Oh, the good thing about the Apple 17 is the A19 chip that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they have in a nutshell, they have like a signature invisible identity. I call it identity management.
Okay.
So if you, there's a function in there that you can turn on that, you know, even to your phone today, okay? And I'm saying this is based on public knowledge. The Israeli company called Pegasus, they can hack your phone without you click on anything. Basically, all they need to know is your phone number. They can hack it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So I'm just trying to figure out how they do it. And a lot of people try to figure out how they do it. But they can do without you click on anything. Okay. But this, according to Apple, it's this function, if you enable, called lockdown, they cannot, even that software cannot even access it. Okay. So that's a key thing. So they... This function designed for joint for the people who are for government or journalists who travel. When you travel around across the world, you enable this function. Then lock down your phone and nobody can hack it. But you can it also take away your convenience. That, cut and paste, going to remove all that. And you're not going to have a lot of spam text either, because all the stuff coming in will be verified. So they work together, not just a chip, but a software that they work and identify. It's like a invisible signature, that identity management that they have. Because Apple is product is more centralized than most applications. They don't depend on, like Android, you depend on so many companies that built, you know, it's like Windows. You have a lot of companies design their own software and application, but Apple is their own hardware, their own software. So they have better technology. They have better control. Yeah. So I got mine, the new Air, Apple Air.
So uh-huh. How are you liking it?
I like it. It's very light. But then I also, it made of titanium, okay? And compared to this is not something new. They have this iPhone 6. I actually have my own iPhone 6. It's very thin, so it's nothing new. The only new is the chip, but also to the material that they put together. Very, very strong material. I like it. I like it a lot. It's fast, but the feature...
What's the battery life like?
It's a little bit longer. I did not even test it because I always charge my phone. So I really didn't test outside the RAM, but... The main thing is the security, the A19 chip that I like. Okay, the reason I upgrade from the 15 to the 17 because of the security, no other than that.
Mm-hmm.
But the phone is the same to me, so
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, and there's rumors there will be a new MacBook coming out using that same A19.
Actually, they use M5. I think
well, the M5 is going to be for the higher end models, but they're talking about a 600. Mm-hmm. I believe it's $699 or $599 entry level MacBook that's going to be a game changer, and it's going to run.
Oh yeah.
On the same chip that's in the iPhone.
Well, they also
17, the A19.
Remember the
supposedly.
Apple, yeah.
Rumor.
Remember the Apple Vision that I have. Remember?
Yes.
So that was the M2 processor. It's already very powerful. Now they have the M5.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
I wonder what the pricing is going to be like on that one.
Will it go
down, you think?
No, the price is the same, about $3,500. But I asked.
Wow.
The problem is pretty good. But there's no trade in though. I asked him if there's a trade in for my previous. They say nope, there's no trade in. But the only difference, is the processor and the rail system they put the headset the way that they designed to fit your head better, and that's about it. Uh-huh. That's the only difference. So, what's the difference between the M2 and M5 running on Apple Vision? Practically no difference.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, they say 20-30% faster, but I think if you use it on the MacBook, but on the Apple Vision, I don't think that much different. You know?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. That seems like a lot of excess power for that size device, but I don't know.
The Apple Vision, I don't know, I can explain to people. When you see it, I can explain how powerful that thing is.
It is
colors.
Amazing.
It's amazing. The backgrounds and the colors, the video, the chips, is amazing. That everything built into that display and this whole thing, the OLED, the OLED display is like coming alive. And the pixel is 3,000 pixels. 3,000 times 3,000 pixels.
Is the battery life supposed to be longer on it too? It seems like eight hours.
The one I have, you mean the Vision Pro? The one I have is 2 hours, but this one's supposed to be 2.5 hours.
Oh, is that it? That's all they got out of the increase?
But you could also have another battery pack to you. You can do. I wouldn't wear than 2 hours, you know?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And it's 23 million pixel. 23 million pixel. I mean, and
that's
it's
crazy,
built
isn't
into
it?
The head, the this 12 camera. Let me tell you why it's expensive. It has 12 cameras in there, and it's using the LiDAR sensor. I mean, it's tracking your eyes, your hand, and all that kind of stuff. I mean... And it's expensive for a reason. It's not just the look, but also when you have it. And I just upgraded to the Vision OS 26. That's the same thing with the new OS for Apple Intelligent. And I tell you, the color is amazing. Sometimes I think the hardware is more advanced than the software. The hardware is there, but now they built the software to take advantage of it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be interested to hear your report once you get the new one. I'm especially
the M5.
Interested in how light that headset is now, because I think they're worried more about comfort on this model than the previous ones.
Well, the problem is the headset. Some people complain it's too heavy. Now, but you could use a third-party rail you put on top of your head, and actually I have it, and it kind of stabilizes it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. But if they can make it LiDAR, I'm telling you, if they can make it, you're talking about 12 cameras in there with the LiDAR technologies in there.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And the glass. That is amazing. The glass, oh my God. I own all the visor. I own all the, I test all the goggle out there, even Oculus 1, 2, and 3, 4. I got them all. And I'm telling you, even the Microsoft one that called us what's it called? I forgot. Microsoft. HoloLens. That's a $7,000, but not even compared to this.
Now, these are goggles that work with the Vision Pro, or these are glasses?
Which one? No, this is all goggle. I'm talking just goggle, not glasses. Oh, you know what? I also have, I have the Apple glasses. Not even come close. Don't even come close. Okay?
Well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. The Apple glasses?
No.
What do you have, beta now?
No, not Apple glasses. I'm sorry. Meta, Facebook.
Okay.
Remember the one that made big fuss about a few weeks ago?
Right.
And the one
latest
that,
version.
The latest version that Zuckerberg that demo like a year ago.
That has AI built in.
And then they they came out, and I got mine on the 14th of this month, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was for $800, but the good thing about it has that little called the gesture band that they have that you like click like the mouse, okay? But it's on your, and you use gesture.
You wear it on your wrist.
I wear it on my wrist, yeah. and I move around. It takes a little bit of time to use it, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a problem for most people. So you have to get used to it. So you have to use your three fingers, and you have to do your practice, a lot of practice, okay? Now, the sound is very good, and you don't need the whole goggle. Now, that will last over 8 hours, and you don't need the full goggle, so it's like a glasses. But it has some limitation. It can only run Facebook stuff, like the phone,
yeah.
And a WhatsApp, and Instagram. And that's about it. You can install any program. And the good feature is the translations. But they have only four languages. They have Spanish, Italian, German, and English. There's only four. But they're very intuitive. I mean, you're talking, you can see on your screen. It's good. But compared to Apple, they're not even close. Not even close.
Well, you mean compared to Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah, Apple Vision Pro. I think maybe Apple or maybe something coming out with some, with something, you know, they already said that. Is it Apple or ChatGPT? They working on.
I thought they were collaborating with ChatGPT.
Right. And they give us a hint. What was a hint? That they create something that does not require hardware. Anything, you don't wear anything. Remember?
I've forgotten when. Yeah. I've been tracking several of these.
The
things.
Guy. What his name? Remember. The guy that designed the iPad for Apple.
Tony J, the one that,
exactly.
Yeah, that's working with ChatGPT.
Now, they say they come out with something that does not require the hardware. So I'm interested to see what they're talking about. Because I usually have the pin. Do you remember the pin that I have? The pin that you press the button, you talk, and you're asking? Well, they discontinue that. Okay. But Facebook glasses.
You
mean
the pod?
No.
The little note pin?
Yeah. A little pin, like you put in your body. Number one, it lasts only 1 hour, 1.5 hours. And it's using ChatGPT, but now they discontinue it. So now I got stuck with that. And they sold it to Hewlett Packard. I don't know what they're going to do with that.
Huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to do something very similar.
It's a whirlwind in the AI business, both the hardware as well as
software.
The software, but. That's.
But I think it's.
I mean, based on what I read, and again, you're into it more than I still feel like America's in a pretty good spot with all the.
Oh man, we're winning
AI
stuff. AI, we're winning now with both chips. That's why, but we depend on rare earth, right? And China got us on that one.
You know? Yeah, I would be surprised though if we didn't have some back channels working.
So, you know, we stop them from accessing oil and all kind of stuff. So now they turn around and do the same thing to us. So I think this is expected. But anyway, back to the technology and AI, I use both the pen or I have to talk to it, okay? And the glasses, the only problem, you have to wear the glasses and you have to look at the lens, you have to look at the stuff, you have to look at what's going on. But that's going to create a problem for some people. I'm telling you this right now.
Well, I've been thinking about it. I mean, if you've got to watch where you're walking to keep from dying, as an example.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people are prone to falling as we get older, and I know my balance suffers. And there's no way I could take my eyes off of the...
It's a great product, but it requires some training and get used to it. But it's the eyeglasses, okay? And then you have to create... There's also an option, you put your vision in there, right? No, it's great. I like mine. I like the Meta. They call it the Meta display. I like mine a lot.
But I would find those. I mean, overall, it sounds like the software has got a lot of upgrading left to do to make it really compete stoutly.
I'm still playing with it. So you don't need to use the. It has AI. All you have to tap and say, AI, help me this. And it's everything on your screen. That's what I like about. Okay. I think they're getting very close. But the setting up is going to be a pain. You know that I have some issue. I'm a tech savvy, and I have some issues setting it up at the first time. Imagine you sell to a general population. If Apple, one thing I like about Apple, anything that come out, it has to work for the entire population, not just a few.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not just a few. And I think that's a key thing why they postpone creating a lot of stuff out. So Apple Vision is not for everybody. You're not going to wear that thing, right, for 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
But for developers and for create, you know, artists, we need that.
Well, I'm curious on the Meta glasses or the display. I'm somewhat convinced as to how well, when you read and you're reading from the glasses right in front of your eye,
yeah,
how do you focus on anything past what you're reading on? Let's say you're walking along, or is the idea being that you'll be standing still or sitting still when you're needing to read?
Distraction, that's what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It is.
Right.
It is distraction because it had a menu, and then you, but that, like I said, it takes some training. And I like it, but when I was walking, somebody called. I see it right in front of me. Somebody called. And I just used my hand to say, answer the call. Then I can talk normal. Okay?
Yeah.
And then when people are speaking to me and I use a translator, it's called the, the translator. And it will pick it up, all the translation in front of you.
Huh.
And then you said, you don't have to use your computers. It worked like the little pin that I used to have. You say, hey, Meta, find me this place. Hey, Meta, what am I looking at? Hey, Meta, anything you ask, it will answer it.
Yeah.
So I think that's
and
a good
feature. You bought the prescription lenses?
No, because I don't have my eyes. It's not that bad, so I can still see. You'd have an option.
Okay.
You just buy and you just adapt, attach to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it basically one style of frame on these? Like
they
hard have, looking black
they
stuff,
have two style, but right now they only ship the black one, and they have a medium and large glasses.
Huh.
So you have to go to Best Buy and measure your head. You probably use large. Mine is a medium. And the wristband too. So you have to go and try it in and you can order it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But I think we're getting there, you know.
Yeah. Let's go ahead. We haven't taken a break yet. Let's go ahead
and
do our first break. And we'll circle back momentarily with more of this week's Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-782-1900. That's 713-782-1900. Or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com. That's Nathan at npross.com.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Hi, Dan Patrick. After 38 years on air, our signal pattern has changed. We cover a much larger area in many counties, but less in others. So if you can't pick us up on AM 700 or the signal is not as clear as it used to be, then tune to AM 1540. Whether it's AM 700, whether it's AM 1540 or KSEVradio.com or on our app, you'll still hear the voice of Texas where you live, work, and travel. Thanks for listening to AM 700 and AM 1540, the voice of Texas.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and my special guest, Mr. A.I. Nguyen. And Nguyen, we've been talking about a number of things, the AI glasses that Meta has come out with, among assorted other, AR/VR eyewear, glassware.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I think, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, a bunch of technology coming out this month. You know, and one of them is, the most of them is the, you know, like last year, you talk about a lot of drone. People talk about drone, like you go to CES, all the drone. Well, this year is going to be like goggle glasses and phones, you know, mostly like AR, augmented reality stuff going back.
Well, I noticed there's some, looks like some pretty interesting things developing still in the small drone market. DJI, I guess, is one of the leaders, if recalling that name right.
You see how much it costs to get over here now with the tariff?
I don't know, but the new thing, whatever that is, that's kind of their product, that's head and shoulders above what's out there now. Forget the model number and all that, but it's pretty impressive. And I'm curious, any of those that have, and of course those have high resolution cameras, but what's the battery life gotten up to now, Nguyen, on some of the higher end models?
The one I have is still 45 minutes, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the more power you use, the more battery that you for consumer, I don't think you have any more than 45 minutes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the tariffs. Where are those products made? I mean, I'm sure it's Asia. Is it Korea maybe? Or
no, DJI is Hong Kong, China, right? And China is considered Hong Kong, it's China. So
yeah.
And the U.S. considered them. All I know is that the one that I really like the DJI 4, the one that really advanced with the more like high resolution 8K, that thing costs $4,000. Imagine you fly that thing and you crash. That's $4,000.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
you're gonna need an insurance policy.
Well, they have like some kind of service, like crash service, but also too like they take longer to get over here too. And the model that I liked cost like $4,000. That's a lot of money. So when something happened, I don't know, $4,000. And you can use a goggle and you use a remote control and you can fly around 3 or 6 miles. Actually, the one that had like 3 miles radius with your goggle.
Yeah. That's good for real estate. I mean, it's not that great for doing reconnaissance.
Do you know that the concept of real estate is not new, right? So there's a company that I actually own two drones, artificial intelligence. It worked very well. It's made by MIT folks. And basically they have the launcher and you put it and you schedule it. Every hour it go up and it go around, take a photo, pictures of the whole area of your development. Okay? Then fly back and it's charging by itself.
Oh, man.
They have that already. It's not something new. And that drone that I have, it got six camera, and each camera is a 48 megapixel. It fly by itself and with obstacle avoidance. And now they don't sell to civilian anymore. But I believe they're still selling for like an enterprise business and military. And I'm telling you, that thing is very powerful. I have it. And it keeps track of where you are, and it avoids all the obstacles. Okay.
And explain to me how the interaction of the goggles work with those types of cameras. I know
you can see where you're going. Just like you're flying the airplane. You fly the airplane.
So by wearing the goggles, it's communicating with the drone to where you're seeing.
That's right.
They're seeing or what it's seeing.
First person view. Okay. First person view that you see, like you're flying the airplane, you're actually flying the airplane. 40, 50 miles an hour, you're actually flying the airplane.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they can make it such, now they also have, if you out of range and you click on it coming back. So it's called
on its own.
So my drone has a built in, you fly, my drone is very secure because the moment I fly, I have to set it up, the one I was talking about, the one that the real estate use. The moment I turn it on, it has to look at the GPS and it call home to the U.S. Government's site that it actually call home to Big Brothers, and it tell you where you are. And the moment you launch it, and once the communication established and they say, okay, it's safe for you to launch, if I cannot take my drone to downtown and fly, it won't let me fly. Can you believe that?
Huh.
It won't let you fly. You cannot take off. You take off after the communication talk to your phone, talking to the system, to a database. You know where you are. It's not safe. It won't let you launch it. Okay? So you cannot take this drone and fly to the airport. My drones are all registered. I cannot just fly to the airport. No. I have to go somewhere else, like to the Galveston Beach, and I can fly it. So it fly by itself, basically.
Yeah.
You hold the beacon, you put in your body, and it, wherever you go, your beacon go and follow you. It's amazing how that thing works, I tell you.
And how, I mean, radar doesn't pick up things that low, does it? How does it?
What do you mean radar?
Or is it?
What do you mean radar?
Well, I mean, if air traffic control at Intercontinental is tracking planes, which they do all the time, they don't see
it's
apparently
correspondent. I have, my drone have a correspondent chip, and it identified drone by itself. That's one of the things that any drone came from DJI is called ID. It has an ID.
So does it call and like attach or log in versus waiting for air traffic control to find it?
Both.
Okay.
It's both. You register that called ID system. It registered, like I said, the moment you launch it, it registered and it know exactly where you are. Not on top of that, the software would not allow, based on the GPS, would not allow you to fly around the airport. It will stop. Okay? Before they even see you. It won't let you fly.
Turn around when that happens? Or what happens to your drone?
Well, number one, they're going to tell you, it give you like the red circle and say you need to go back. Okay? And you cannot go. And you hit home, then it go fly back to home.
Huh.
Yeah. So there's a lot of safety feature. That part of the U.S. government, anybody who designed a drone, sell the drone, this kind of drone, you need to register for the ID, system ID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You look at Google now. Do you see what Google is doing right now? They make you verify all the account that you have now. And anything that you use over a certain period of time, like maybe 6 months, it disabled automatically. And you had to register all your, everywhere you go to the website, you have to register now. Do you notice that? Or your browser?
I haven't noticed that. Yeah. No, I have not.
I have. Huh. They make me verify so many sites that have to go in. Oh, I mean, yeah, it's going that route now. Yep. Like some site, if you go to VPN, for example, some site I go to VPN and they say, wait a minute, you in London, we won't block me automatically. I cannot access the system. I have to turn off the VPN.
Is that a country by country thing?
By country thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, let's talk about, I want to talk about ransomware. This hospital got hit pretty heavy. As of October 16, 2025, 93% of the healthcare organization hit by cyber attack in the past year. 93%. And 72% of those attacks disrupt the patient care. Is that scary?
That is.
Okay. And you think that's bad. Now, you have, like, as of yesterday, you got, I can tell you, there's so many companies got hit right now, even the church. A law firm. I'm looking at supply chain and transportation trucking. Okay. You got all over ransomware. And then American Airlines just got hit again. This time,
again?
Jeez. And they're using Oracle. They're using Oracle e-business suite application and they got hit and just confirmed. Okay. And according to the latest dark web claim, it's up to 500 million records have been stolen. Oh my God, this is bad. You know, this is American Airlines. Hmm. Once you get hit, okay, they remember. You can get hit again. People think if they get hit and that's it. No, you can get hit again. They remember. And your email, all kind of stuff, you know. And now, so you think that's bad, right? Guess who just got hit again? Big one. The U.S. government.
Government?
Yeah. Government. Massive federal employee data.
That doesn't surprise me.
They hit a massive federal employee data breach as of October 17, a day ago, reported, okay? The hacker group claimed responsible for the leak, and they have the names, the work email, offices, locations of DHS, FBI staff exposed. Hundreds of government sites. No one of those guys did go arrest people. They have to wear a mask. Now they know where they live. They know exactly who they are. Okay? And these are the people, these are the government paid billions of dollars, you know, for security. Was that, it happened to the expert. What do you think can happen to us, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Are those types of installations, I mean, are there like Oracle people working inside the companies? I would assume.
I'm pretty sure they're all insider. Probably inside office. You know, it takes only, actually, we can't blame them. It takes only one person to click on the link and that's it.
Yeah.
It takes only one. I'm telling you. You don't have to. That is why. And we live in a very scary world, I tell you. There's no, not just Oracle, but Apple. You're talking about, what was it called? All the T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, remember? And you think it's over, it's not over. They're still working on cleaning things up. And that's once they amazing. Have those information, they have forever. So get yourself a system that monitors your credit, monitor your, you know, all your activities. And clean up on yourself. Once it's there, it's there. But most of these are targeted, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you... I think Microsoft has a solution for their Windows 10. You have to pay extra for it.
Yeah, a solution to keep it around, you mean?
Keep it around, man. They making money. They, I don't know, they're two double-edged sword. They're helping us, but at the same time, you have to support. Well, I don't blame them. You think about it, okay? Because the software, new software, Windows 11, supporting artificial intelligence, right? AI. But in people have to understand AI is a software, but also require hardware, right? Why do you think Apple AI is... See, Apple AI work better. The new operating system they have work better with A19 chip. So you can upgrade it, but it won't work with it because it's looking for the feature from the hardware, which you don't have. And I already have a bunch of messages coming up already. Thing doesn't work already on my Windows 10. After the update, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mine's still 10, but I see a bunch of stuff like the DLL error, all kind of stuff not working.
Yeah.
And but at least you can pay, and they have a solution for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's reasonable if they're going to have to extend their resources to support it. It would seem to make sense. And it's going to be less expensive than throwing out all the old and buying new, right?
Yeah.
So
a lot of companies, I think a big company are already trying to upgrade them one by one. I mean, gradually, but there's still some remnant left. They have to do slow. They too have to pay for support.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see what this year's CES is going to be. But anyway, that some of the stuff like the Apple coming out, like, did you see that earpiece, the earpod that they have? Real-time?
I haven't yet. We haven't gotten them over here yet.
The three?
Supposedly, I believe it's this next week. Yeah, I believe they
the
come
three,
to 26.
Try it. Maybe. It fit your ear perfectly. Automatically. And it can do translation too.
Yeah. Well, apparently even the AirPod 2 can with the latest update.
Yeah, but this one is...
Or 2 Pro.
But this one's supposed to fit your ear better automatically. And it does translation too. That's the key thing. Translation is a key thing. But...
Well, I haven't read too many reviews on the translation that... says it works good, so I don't know. Have you actually experienced it yet?
No, but I'm trying. That's one thing I haven't got is the AirPod, because I have so many of them, and I don't like, to be honest with you, I don't want something stick in my ear. I like the Facebook, the Meta glasses, and you don't need to put anything in your ear. I can still hear people talking, and I still can hear what I'm looking or what I'm hearing from the glasses. That's one thing I like about it, you know. But they need to make it lighter because my nose won't fit. So I had to get something to put on my glass so it's go up because my otherwise going to keep falling down. That's the only disadvantage that I see. But other than that, I like my glasses. I like it. Take some time to use it. You know what? You don't even need the one that I just told you about, the metal glass. Just get the regular one that you can just wear, just talk to it. It doesn't have a camera. Just talk to it normal.
You mean the regular Meta or regular?
The regular Meta. Yeah. It doesn't have a display. Just get that one. It's even better. Because it can do translation, but everything through your phone. You look at your phone, does translation on your phone, but you hear it on your ear.
Mm.
You hear it near your ear, but it also have a camera, and you can ask things that it will respond to you. You don't need a display.
So.
Yeah, the display is an extra, but you don't need it. I'm telling you right now.
Huh.
But the good thing about the display...
Well, I don't have any of them, and I'd be pretty careful about buying any, given
I think people need it.
Vision issues.
I think people need it with a good for disability and good for the elder. You know what? Today I'm supposed to visit my friend up in the Woodlands. I think I'm going to show him how to use it because he can talk to it. He doesn't have to go to the computer. He can just sit right there watching TV and look at it and say, hey, Mater, where am I? Hey, Mater, what do you think of this? Hey, Mater, what am I looking at? And then the question,
he'll wear that
about?
Thing out, won't he, Win?
Huh?
He'll wear that out.
Yeah, he'll wear that out. But at least, you know, it take care of his stuff before he stand up, right? He'll say, who's that at the door? Or, you know, it talk to you. The AI is talking to you, and something happened, he can say, you know what, call 911, and then blah, and take a photo, what happened. Think about this for think about this for 1 second. He called for 911, and the operator said, explain to you what you see. He take a snapshot. Hey, Mater, take a snapshot. You take a snapshot and send it. All talking, all recording it. Think about that.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive. If you get into a car crash, right, and you don't have your hand or disabled, but you can see, you can talk, hey, Mater, call 911, hey, Mater, and you videotape everything going on. So I think it's a big benefit. Yeah. But you just have, it requires some training. But after that, I think would be good. Remember, Apple and this guy already in AI and ChatGPT are going to come out with something that does not require the glasses. That's even better, that you can just talk to. And I think the same thing we're talking about is that pin that I used to have.
So it won't be something in your ear?
It won't be something in your ear. It can be in something in your ear, but you just put it on your, it's like a pin you put on somewhere. You know what? It could be something in your ear, but not directly in your ear. You know what I mean?
I see.
Like there's like the glasses that I have, there's nothing in my ear, but just there's a, next to your ear, there's a the rail. So I think that, you know, like there's a one that they make that doesn't have to go into your ear, but around your ear, you can hear it. That is, I think, is coming. Number one is no health issue, right? Think about it. You don't stick anything in your ear, but you can listen to it. I think that is the next big thing. You just talk to it and just use your phone, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating how fast this technology is developing, and I have to think that, I don't know, there's going to be some hiccups, there's going to be some bad actors that somehow cajole it or hijack it, but I think it's going to add an awful lot of living to the lives of people that might otherwise not have the opportunity. So I'm anxious to see how it rolls out. But anyway, well, Wynn, we've only got a couple minutes left. What else do you think?
I think the ransomware is this. I just want to say that people need to be vigilant. Okay, what you click on the email. Oh, Microsoft just announced that there's a new software that mimics Microsoft Office 365. You know, I keep hearing Microsoft 365, but never Google. So it mimicked the entire website. Look exactly
in a good way?
In a bad way. The hacker are using the same website, similar to the website, look very realistic, and then tell people to, hey, change your password and go and and they put in their username and password. That's how they get it, okay? And they're collecting a bunch of them. And that's a new one. That's the phishing. And I keep telling people, never do what a computer tell you what to do. Don't click on it because it's convenient. They see the website, click on it. That's when they get you. You don't have to click on it. If they tell you to change the password, fine. Close the windows, open another browser, and go to see if you still need access. That makes sense?
Yeah.
You don't do in the everything same email. Stay away from the email. If the email tells you to change it, that's a problem. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Hey, I have something to say here.
Okay, well, we're at the end, so say it. Say it
all quick. Right. So here to our listener, right? Stay safe, stay informed. Until next time, may your data be secure and your browsing history private.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.